This gospel reminds me of a story. Some of you may know that I'm blessed with three older sisters and two older brothers. My older brothers, Fran and John, also happen to be priests. Fran is 9 years older than I am, and John is 7 years older. When we were growing up, I, being the youngest, of course, looked up to my older brothers, both in work and in play. I often would join them in play, especially on occasions when Mom and Dad would go out shopping and leave the three boys in charge of the house. On such evenings, we would quietly but quickly reorganize the living room into a goal line. And my older brothers invited me to be the steady runner for the goal line stands in front of the sofa. It was quite a thrill for a six-year-old to dive over a brother onto the sofa to score the touchdown. My brothers also gave me the responsibility to keep my ears open for the sound of my father's 1960 Ford Falcon. Maybe some of you remember that. When it turned the corner from the supermarket so that we could quickly reorganize the living room. Of course, we had to pay off our sisters by pledging to do some of their chores so they wouldn't say anything to Dad or Mom. Well, this evening's gospel reminded me of those wonder years when I thought and prayed about this gospel. You see, fast forward some 60 years, and I thought of that each of us happened to be pastors. And this weekend, my brothers and I are using this gospel to speak about the parish finances, doing what is commonly called the Sermon on the Mount. And so when I reflected on the three servants giving sizable gifts and to do something with it, I was reminded not only of how my two brothers and I were left in charge of our house by our parents many years ago, but are now given responsibilities involving the finances of our respective parishes. My Jesuit brother Fran is the pastor of St. Mary's Parish in Americus, Georgia, while my diocesan priest brother John is the pastor of St. James Church in Henderson, North Carolina. Long way from here, but we were comparing as we prepared this weekend's sermons and its readings with which many Catholic pastors are doing throughout the country. My brothers and I compared and contrasted Holy Trinity Parish with their parishes. Now, I'm not engaging in sibling rivalry, but I am quite amazed about the many ways this parish is distinctive in the breadth and depth of its activities. When you came in tonight, you may have picked up the parish bulletin, as well as the annual report. Put together by our creative and dedicated staff, you will see how we are a parish for all seasons of life, with what I like to call an amazing matrix of ministries and programs. To be precise, as you could see in the bulletin as you read it, there are 101 activities in terms of groups and programs, from baptisms to funerals, from retreats to service trips, from 343 students at our school to 750 students at our religious education program on Sunday, with 86 catechists and 179 volunteers in our Sunday religious education program itself. And we have some 600 volunteers around liturgy and worship. On the average, 2,500 folks like yourself gather here to attend one of our seven masses on the weekend. And there have been at least 1,300 masses here in the past year between the chapel and the church. In the annual report, you will see pie charts that can give you a sense of the expenditures and the cost. Very well done, I think, by my colleagues, that some of your questions can be answered. In this report, you will see that the six pie charts indicate the overall breakdown of expenditures and revenue, with the overall parish expenditure being $4,258,000. But most of these expenses are met by the $3,595,000 collected by the annual pledge and the offertory collections. You will be receiving in the mail this week the annual pledge card. And when you receive it, actually it's two pages with photos. You will see a photo of how our community of faith prayed for the refugees who we later adopted, Czechoffs. An amazing story of reaching out to what Pope Francis called the sign of the times, the refugees that we as a parish welcomed. They're thriving in Virginia. Or you'll see a picture of a woman being baptized here through our RCIA program. Or you'll see a beautiful picture of three or four Haitian girls as part of our Haitian outreach. This is your parish. This is our way of responding to the world today. And your Finance Council and the Development Council, as well as our new Director of Stewardship, Rock Schuller, wanted to be sure that I state loudly and clearly how grateful we are to your generosity in time and talent and treasure. Sort of what those two guys in the gospel, they used their treasure and talents and they brought forth more. However, in speaking in his parish about his parish, my brother Fran, a veteran pastor of some 25 years, that instead of speaking of parish philanthropy in terms of time, talent, and treasure, speaks of parish giving in terms of three other words, beginning with P, planning, proportionate, and prayerfully. Allow me to apply these words to Holy Trinity. Certainly, the vast array of our activities requires a great deal of planning. And like you do with your household, finances are involved. This is the household of Holy Trinity Parish. This year, in planning, we plan to raise from the pledge and offertory collections $3.3 million. And among our facility plans, we are planning to do major renovation on the garden side of the chapel so as to repair significant leaks on our offices. Also, we are developing plans to repair this church in the summer of 2019, painting it, improving the broken pews that some of you are aware of, as well as the sound system that has been a source of great concern for many of us. Third word, proportionate. And it is another term my brother Fran uses to invite the question, which proportion of your income are you able to give so as to help us sustain the many ministries? Of course, we are grateful for anything you're able to give. But may I add that this time last year, the stock market was 19,000. Within 1 year, folks, it's well over 23,000. And we're more than happy to receive a proportion of your stock earnings. Rock Schuller, my director of stewardship, is more than willing to speak with you about the details. I have his card with me. I can see you at the end of the mass. But most importantly, prayerfully, as you prayerfully intend and pray for the needs of the people of our parish and elsewhere and reflect about the ways you can help the church through Holy Trinity to maintain and sustain our many ministries. Certainly, the wonderful ways in which you parishioners responded to the immigrant families, to the poor of this city, to the poor in response to the victims of the recent natural tragedies in Puerto Rico, the Virgin Islands, in Houston, in California, and elsewhere. This has been an enormous response in giving back. This is what Pope Francis called responding to the signs of the times. And there are literally more than 100 ways in which you do this. Thank you. So in seeing the financial picture of the parish, I invite you to prayerfully plan ways in which you can proportionally donate to this family of faith. And by so doing, you help us to sustain our commitment to the causes of Jesus the Christ in the world today. And so, my brothers and sisters, I am joyful to be able to remake this report to you. I am grateful to your engaging interest and generous donations, and I am hopeful that we will not only be able to maintain our wonderful programs, but continually to creatively and intelligently serve the needs of our brothers and sisters in this parish, in the Archdiocese of Washington, and in so doing, respond to Jesus Christ in the world today. I thank you, my staff thank you, and yes, my two brothers also thank you.